Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Trains filled with refugees are finally arriving in Germany Saturday after days of delay at Hungary's Keleti train station in Budapest. Reports from Germany and Austria say the first trains carrying refugees left Austria for Germany on Saturday, just hours after they were bused from Budapest to the Austrian border. Many refugees left the Budapest train station on foot Friday after days of waiting for Hungarian officials to allow them to travel. Hungary later sent buses to pick up the hundreds of migrants spreading out along a six-lane highway as they headed west toward the Austrian border. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is on the scene in Budapest and says more newly arrived refugees are headed towards the Hungarian capital.
I've been in touch with aid workers who say they are expecting and they have reports of hundreds more getting through the Serbia's border with Hungary, getting through holes in the fence. Hungarian officials also reporting that the illegal crossings continue and that hundreds more are making their way either along highways or walking along railroad tracks on their way to Budapest. So the situation is not over for sure.
Austria's chancellor said his country and Germany will grant the migrants unhindered entry. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Saturday that the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has been respected for a week. Speaking on Ukrainian national television, Poroshenko said that this is the first time since the Western brokered agreement was signed in Minsk in February that no Ukrainian soldier has died in fighting. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against Islamic State militants. During Saudi King Salman's visit to the White House Friday, the two leaders discussed the conflicts in Yemen and Syria, as well as the recently negotiated nuclear agreement aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program in return for relief from international sanctions. Obama assured King Salman that the nuclear agreement will be enforced. In a bid to ease bilateral tensions over terrorism charges and explore ways to promote Afghan peace efforts, Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level talks Friday in Kabul. No official details were released of the one-on-one interaction between Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz. The meeting on the sidelines of the 6th Regional Economic Cooperation Conference on Afghanistan took place amid Kabul's complaints that Islamabad has failed to take action against Taliban and insurgents linked to the Haqqani network and allegedly operating from the Pakistani side of the border. Americans observe the Labor Day federal holiday on Monday. President Obama said in his weekly address Saturday that Labor Day is a day we set aside every year to honor the hardworking men and women who fought for so many of the rights that we take for granted today.
All of those gains were fought for and won by the labor movement. Folks who are working not just for a bigger paycheck for themselves, but for more security and prosperity for the folks working next to them as well.
Mr. Obama said over the past 5.5 years, our businesses have created 13.1 million new jobs in total, the longest streak of job creation on record. In a report Friday from the Labor Department, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 7.5 years in August, 5.1%. Campaigning has concluded for Sunday's presidential election in Guatemala, despite calls for postponement after President Otto Perez Molina resigned over corruption allegations. Perez Molina said in court that he's innocent of accusations that he accepted $800,000 in bribes from businessmen seeking to avoid import taxes. Perez Molina has not yet been formally charged. He next appears in court on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Guatemalans will decide Sunday who will replace Molina starting next year. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.